Owatonna Boys Soccer with Coach Bob Wapa. The Huskies will be on the road with an early start today up at Egan. So let's look back on the last week, which was busy. Northfield got a victory. You got a victory over Red Wing. And, wow, another tie. A little bit of an up-and-down week maybe since last Saturday. What are a couple of words about it, Bob?
Yeah, exactly. Right, kind of up and down. Last Saturday against Austria, we actually started pretty well. Had a 1-0 lead, and really, there's this, you know, like what we talk about, team is, you know, we'll give up goals from time to time. We just can't give up two in a row, and that's what happened against Northfield. We conceded a goal late in the first half, and then they scored a minute later, and then early in the second half, they scored two goals quickly, and after that, it was even. So, you know, we talked about how, you know, when things don't go well, we just have to get focused again. And then, you know, against Red Wing, we played well to win 6-0. But then, for me, the biggest matchup is that Mayo game, which for us every year is kind of like, how are we doing? We gauge ourselves against, like, the Mayos and the Austins. And, you know, last year Mayo beat us twice this time. You know, we can see the goal early, but like I told beforehand, if we give a goal, we're not giving up the second one, and we didn't. Defensively, we just played lights out. And offensively, we played as well as we played all season. Mayo is a top-notch team. And it was one of those games that went back and forth, between both teams, I think there's maybe two mistakes in the entire game. So just a well-played game. We wanted to win. We had, I think, the better of the scoring chances. But just the way we played, it might have been one of our best games all year.
And you guys are continuing to generate good scoring chances, so you feel good because you're moving in that direction of more and more opportunities?
Correct, yeah, especially against the, you know, the better teams. You know, like, say, your Mayos, even Northfield, we create quite a few scoring chances. Again, we're getting better looks. We're creating better, closer in-range shots. Mayo's keeper had to make a couple really good saves. Whereas some games earlier in the season, we were either hitting the post, shooting right at the goalie. Now we're making the goalies have to really make great saves. So, again, offensively, again, we're possessing it nicely. We're getting in close range. And, you know, we're creating the opportunities. And, you know, that's all I ask as a coach. Can we create those opportunities? And they'll start going in more and more frequently as the season goes on.
All right, and from Saturday to Saturday here, it is a busy week with several road games among them. What would be a preview of today's game at Egan?
It's going to be a tough game. Egan is one of the top teams in the state year in, year out in soccer, boys and girls. And that's what I love about our program. You know, we're looking to take on the best of the best every year. We're going to challenge ourselves with the top teams and see where we stand. So this will be a great challenge for us today, and then, you know, after that, then we get Austin, who's won the Big Nine last 2 years. Mm. Then we have Faribault, who is having their best year ever. Then we end it with Lakeville South. So it's a really tough stretch, but our guys are excited about it because, again, we want to play top teams every day. So we are actually looking forward to this week on the schedule.
Good luck at Egan.
Thank you.
All right, talking Owatonna High School boys soccer with Bob Wapa on AM 1390 KRFO.